Hey pals, it's Stephanie. Welcome back to the Keto Success Podcast, a show dedicated to doing the deeper work to discover the keys to your keto success. Are you ready? Let's do this. Whether you're new to keto or you've been doing keto for a long time, there usually comes a point on the keto journey where it can get very frustrating if it feels like you are doing everything right, but you are not getting the results that you want from it. And this will happen maybe when you're in a what feels like a weight loss stall, or it feels like you have made all of these changes and in a way you're not being quote unquote rewarded for it. And this creates a lot of internal chaos, a lot of discomfort, a lot of frustration. Sometimes it can lead us to self-sabotage, and other times it just makes us feel like we want to give up. This discomfort arises when it feels like we're doing all the right things, but the exchange for our efforts in terms of the number going down on the scale, in terms of inches being lost, it feels like the exchange for the effort we're putting into that doesn't feel like it's being matched. And this often causes us to start searching for more external things to try and solve the problem, when oftentimes it is a shift to something internal that we really need to be focusing on. I mean, it's right there in the statement. We're saying we're doing everything right, and somehow it's not enough. So what I would like to offer is to first acknowledge that you're doing everything right. That can be enough. And just because we're not getting the immediate gratification that we want, and we're not seeing the results that we want, and that we're doing all of the things, and I should be losing weight, but can we let the fact I'm doing everything right be enough? And the answer is, for a lot of us, it's not, because of that level of frustration, because of that level of discomfort, because it feels like we don't know what we should be doing next in order to make the scale go down, in order to overcome a weight loss plateau. So I would really love for you to practice just acknowledging that if you're doing everything right, celebrate that. It deserves to be acknowledged. Because how many times have you tried diets in the past where you were just on and off all the time, or you gave up way sooner? So the fact you're doing everything right really does deserve to be commended. But if you're still feeling frustrated because the results aren't coming, this is often a sign of some sort of unconscious block, usually based in fear that we've attached to what it is that we actually want. Like, we have to want it more than we fear it. And I know it might sound a little crazy or a little backwards, because you're sitting here saying, well, I want the weight loss results. I'm not afraid of that. But really, on a subconscious, unconscious, deep down level, there is often fear associated to what this weight loss will actually get you. What will it give you? These fears could be like, can I even maintain it once I get there? Will keto actually work for me? Who will I be after I lose the weight? How is this weight keeping me safe and protected and the same and in my comfort zone? How will my life change? Am I actually ready for that change? So as you can see, even though the one thing we want more than anything is to lose weight on our keto journey, this now will, on a subconscious level, trigger all of these fears within us that we are subconsciously blocking. And this can absolutely impact the results that we're getting. Do you fear it more than you want it on a deep level. Like, it's not that you don't want it bad enough. There's just so much fear around what will happen if you get it, or what's going to be required of you in terms of the process in order to get it. And can we actually even sustain it or maintain it once we get there? There are so many fears in this unknown that we just assume it's because we're not losing weight, or we just assume that we're frustrated because of the scale, when really there is something deeper happening here that we really need to explore. When we're in this place of frustration because we feel like we're doing everything right and we are not getting the results we want from it, we often get more grippy and desperate because we're so frustrated that we now start addressing all of these external factors. We'll start slashing more carbs and slashing more calories, or increasing our intermittent fasting window, or doing extended fast, because we're just so desperate to move forward and to keep seeing that progress. And oftentimes this could even increase our stress level, and we increase the pressure we put on ourselves, which honestly only increases our cortisol hormone and actually slows down our weight loss progress. So we need to understand that it's okay to be afraid of what this weight loss could mean for us, or what this could change in our life. But we need to spend time investigating that, because the thing we tell ourselves we're afraid of, like, I'm not losing weight even though I'm putting in all this effort, isn't really the thing we're afraid of. We can easily justify what we think we're afraid of, you know, staying in the same body, being overweight, not feeling confident in our skin. Those are stories we have told ourselves so many times that it's so easy to believe that that's the thing. But really, we are often subconsciously more afraid of the success that will come from truly achieving our goals. And we hold on to that in a deep, dark corner of our minds, of our soul, of our gut. And when we really sit with our fear and investigate deeper, it is often more about what our weight loss success could lead to that we are in avoidance of, because we feel like we can't keep it, we can't maintain it, we feel like we're not worth it, that we don't even deserve it. We are in avoidance of the fact that if we actually get there, if we actually lose the weight, if we actually achieve what it is we're setting out to do, maybe we'll just gain it all back like we have in the past. Because we have evidence of that. If you have done a diet before, keto or not, chances are you had some success and then you gained the weight back. And perhaps you gained even more back. So there is this subconscious level of fear where if I succeed, I may not be able to keep it. And on the surface, we tell ourselves, we're doing everything right. This doesn't even make sense because I'm doing everything right. So we can so easily justify our frustration to not even look directly at our fears. And these fears are so unconscious. You can't blame yourself. They are so hardwired deep down in some dark corner of your mind that you might not even be aware that this is happening. So since these fears are often so unconscious, that when we even come close to looking at them or we brush up against it, we get scared and we'll flee in the opposite direction. And this is often when we just start slapping on more external changes, hoping and praying, keeping our fingers crossed that this will be the thing that will save us, that this will be the thing that will make my weight loss start up again, and that everything will be fine, and then I don't even have to look at what's actually happening under the surface. We often don't even know exactly what it is, but we can sense that. We just know it's there. We know there is something holding us back. And there are often misunderstandings around what we think is going to happen if we reach our goals and what that will mean about us. So the first thing we need to do is really identify these underlying fears. We can sit with the questions and reflect upon them, maybe journal about it, sit in meditation, get out in nature and go for a walk and just think about it and reflect on the questions, what would really happen if I got my goal? What if I lost the weight? What if I felt healthy all the time? What if I healed my relationship with food? And at first, it'll feel like all these surface level justifications, or it'll feel silent. It'll be like, well, I just want to lose weight. Like, duh, obviously. But just let those initial thoughts and justifications wash off. Let them wash over you and really feel into what comes up for you. This is often our mind taking over, where we've got all the justifications. We know all the reasons why we're doing this. This is completely logical. But I really would love to invite you to let those initial things just wash over you. It might take 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And what you will often be left with is this feeling in your body. And it could be in your gut. It could be a tightening in your chest. But you'll know that, maybe there actually is something deeper happening here. And once we have allowed all those initial justifications to wash over us, we can now reflect on, what am I thinking and believing about this that is making me feel scared? What am I making it mean about me if this weight loss did happen? We all have our conscious thoughts telling us we want to reach our goals. We want to reach our health goals. We want to reach our weight loss goals. We want to feel better. But our unconscious fear often leads to self-sabotage. And it's usually something that you want as well. Our self-sabotage happens because that is our mind's way of protecting us. That is our mind's way of making us feel safe, because we've done that before, because that's what's comfortable. And it wants us to feel like we're good enough, or that we need to people please, or to feel worthy. So identifying both sides and understand how each are providing value to your journey. And when you can allow both sides of this, your conscious mind, your conscious thoughts, the unconscious beliefs that may not make any sense to your mind, but you know in your gut and you can feel it in your body, like, oh, I understand. I often self-sabotage because that just keeps me safe at a level that I'm used to. So when we can identify both sides and understand how each side is providing value to us, we can now allow both sides to just be there and create strategies that allow both of them to propel you forward. And that is where the magic really happens. That is where healing happens. Our ego, our mind, what we think should be happening will always pop up as soon as you're starting to move through this exercise. The goal-driven side of you will try to convince you that fear isn't there. What are you talking about? It's not there. We're just trying to lose weight. I'm not afraid of that. That's exactly what I want. But just allow all of that to settle. And after it initially tries to talk you out of it, then notice any sort of grip or tension in your body. And it's in that tiny piece of that grip that often doesn't get to speak up very often, that ends up sabotaging you when you get close to this threshold of what you think is even possible for you. It's beyond that threshold that your fear is realized. So when we start to bump up against it and we start to get closer to it, because here we are doing everything right, possibly for the first time ever on any kind of diet or nutrition plan, we are going to bump up against that threshold and fear is going to sling us way back, because that is all we know and that is what's comfortable. The good news is, when we are doing everything right and now we are shining a light on these deeper corners of where fear is showing up for us, oftentimes in order to get beyond that threshold, to get beyond those fears, you don't have to do any more external things. You don't need to slash more carbs and calories and do all of these crazy fasts or any of that. We just have to truly believe that you can have it and that you can acknowledge your fear around stepping beyond that threshold. It becomes more about an energetic shift and a true deeper healing at that point, not just readjusting our macros and restricting even further. Allowing yourself at this stage to really lean into your thoughts and feelings and emotions often are the last few pieces that will really bring it all together. And we're all really good at the tangible strategies that will get us to a certain point on our keto journey. But without addressing and working through this intangible, vulnerable, fearful pieces around carbs, food, our bodies, our success, our failures, we will never create a keto lifestyle that will actually serve you long term. We will continually bump up against that threshold and self-sabotage, or hit that threshold and be flung way back and want to give up. So you're physically in motion, doing all of the keto things, following the rules, checking all the boxes, but you're not really connecting to yourself, to your body, or showing up for yourself truly on an energetic level. So we'll always hit that threshold or self-sabotage because you aren't connected emotionally and energetically to what you're even doing. We're just trying to find more strategies, more ways to restrict. And it's really this part of you that is holding yourself back, because this fear and resistance is in the way. So instead, we try to convince ourselves that that's not true, but can we be okay with our fears being realized? Because fear's always going to be there. Fear will always be a part of any journey where you are growing and evolving as a human being. So can we visualize or journal on or meditate or think about what will happen if our biggest fears around our keto weight loss journey are realized? And can I be okay with that? That is something to really sit with and reflect on. And once we've tiptoed up to our fears and been brave enough to look at them in a new way, we realize that this can be playful and exploratory and beautiful and expansive and inspiring. And we can now use all of our fears and our setbacks and friction points and the self-sabotaging patterns as ammo to continue to move us forward. So we can look at these fears and just get curious with yourself about them. It doesn't have to be some big doom and gloom, I'm so scared. It really can be playful and exploratory. And the more we look deeper within ourselves, the more that we will be able to use these fears to our own advantage to move us forward. Now, in saying that, it is totally okay, and in fact, I recommend it, that we face these fears in small increments. It's not going to get resolved overnight. It's going to take a lot of awareness, a lot of reflection, and we just can, you know, dip our toe in and then go back to our comfort zone and then do that again and keep repeating until we feel like we are at least taking one step in the right direction and in a more playful way to explore it, and then just go back to our comfort zone and reflect on what came up for us. A great place to start is to really visualize. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and really visualize and imagine this threshold like a brick wall. What fears, what words, what emotions, what thoughts are written on the bricks of this wall? What are the fears on the other side of that wall? And really just sit with and reflect on that. You could journal about it if that feels helpful for you. And then what are the tangible strategies I'm currently doing? And what is my energy behind them? So often we are just checking the boxes. We are following the keto rules because that's what's going to get us results. And that will get you results up to a certain point. Probably up until the point where you feel like you're doing everything right and not getting results anymore. Because this is the deeper work that we really need to move past. We really need to understand, what is my emotional energy behind the actions that I'm taking? What am I in fear of more than what I'm in desire of? Awareness is everything. But we need to visualize the safety around being okay that if everything you fear does come true, you're still going to be fine. You're still going to make it. You're going to have opportunities to try again. You can create this level of safety around everything that you fear the most. How can you be with yourself if your fears happen? How are you going to treat yourself if your fears happen? And can we create a sense of peace and safety around that and trust that our life will go on and it will still be beautiful and we will still have love? At the end of the day, the reality of the situation is throwing more strategies, throwing more external things on top of ourselves and getting more strict in order to achieve our end result may never get you there anyway. You can't predict the future. You don't know. So if you're doing everything right, can we let that be enough? Can we trust in that? And can we trust in the process that if we let that we're doing everything right just run on autopilot and be proud of ourselves that we have now established these habits that have brought us to this point, we can now let that run while we explore our fears that we may actually uncover what's holding us back? Can we instead shift our focus to this internal work that moves us beyond our fears, to shining a light on the unconscious blocks and work towards healing them? Because oftentimes, this is what will propel you forward. And at the very least, it will give you this beautiful sense of peace and acceptance around knowing that everything can go right and that's going to be amazing, but everything can go wrong and I'm still going to be okay. This is the work that we really need to address to move you forward and to make sure that you're still achieving everything that your heart desires. So if you are doing everything right on your keto journey, I applaud you. Celebrate that. Acknowledge that. You're doing amazing. But now that we have all of those pieces in place, instead of getting more strict with ourselves, instead of getting harsh with ourselves, instead of criticizing ourselves and putting more pressure on ourselves, what if we can take a step back and just follow the things we're doing right on a daily basis in the actions that we're taking, but take a step back to really explore this deeper internal work, to face our fears and bump up against that threshold and explore it. What are the words written on that brick wall? And what's on the other side of that brick wall? What is truly holding you back from achieving everything that you really desire? This is your beautiful opportunity and invitation to look at all of these pieces, because this is the human journey. This is where growth happens. This is how we evolve. And we will continuously bump up against new thresholds. And that's beautiful, because that's how we learn. That will propel us forward. So if you are doing everything right on your keto journey and you're getting really frustrated by not getting the results that you want, first, I would really love to say I am proud of you for doing everything right. That can be enough. But in order for us to move forward and move beyond that, we have to stop searching for something external to come fix it or to change so that we can just keep losing inches and numbers on the scale. We have to shift to something internal and to acknowledge the fears that are around what success will look like for us and what will change for us. It's not that you don't want it bad enough. There's just so much fear around what will happen if you actually get it, or what it's going to entail for you to even get there. So I invite you to explore what was offered in this episode and answer some of the questions. Feel free to message me anytime. You can DM me. It'll be linked up in the show notes. And I really hope you found this helpful. If you did, let me know, and we'll see you in the next one. Before you go, I'd love to invite you to check out all my free keto resources and recipes. Simply go to theketosuccesscoach.com, click on free stuff, and download any resource you feel will help you on your keto journey. Enjoy!